Welcome, my brothers and sisters, to Concert Friday. This is Father Michael, and this is a day we let music lead us in prayer. The song I want to share with you for Concert Friday is one that is probably most familiar to anyone who has been in a Catholic church since the year 1975. However, one of the things about this song is it's just as new and fresh to people who listen to it today. The song is called Take Lord Receive. We've used it here before. It was composed by Jesuit Father John Foley and performed by the St. Louis Jesuits. But the song is rooted in the spirituality of St. Ignatius of Loyola. It is a short but powerful prayer that can be found towards the end of his spiritual exercises, which were first published in the 16th century. So this prayer has been around longer than the song that was composed in 1975. St. Ignatius designed the spiritual exercises, which are still popular today, both for retreats and private use, to bring others closer to God through a series of meditations and prayers. You know, St. Ignatius visited Montserrat, and it was part of an intense and difficult period in his life. He was recovering from a battle injury in his leg, and he was struggling to leave behind his privileged and prestigious past as a nobleman. At Montserrat, Ignatius began to live his faith, spending all night in prayer before the statue of the Blessed Virgin Mary. He put on simple clothes and gave his expensive clothing to a beggar. After Ignatius's visit to Montserrat, he stopped at Manresa, a small town nearby. He planned to spend just a few nights writing down his thoughts, but he stayed for 11 months and was profoundly changed in that time. The fruit of Ignatius's reflections at Manresa became one of the greatest works of Christian spirituality, the spiritual exercises. The prayer, the Suscipe, in English, is translated this way. Take, Lord, and receive all my liberty, my memory, my understanding, and my entire will, all I have and call my own. You have given all to me. To you, Lord, I return it. Everything is yours. Do with it what you will. Give me only your love and your grace. That is enough for me. St. Ignatius mentions three key aspects of meditation in the first line of the Suscipe: memory, understanding, and will. And as in a retreat setting, I want to invite you to shut out all the noise and distractions of the day. Try and focus only on that which really matters most: our love of God, His love for us, and the ways in which we can be most attentive to discerning and doing His will. I hope that this beautiful song can inspire you to let God fill you with His wisdom and grace, for indeed, they are enough.
My memory, understanding, my entire
give me only your love and your grace.
receive all I have and possess. You have given all to me, now I return it. Give me only your love and your grace, that's enough for me. Your love and your grace are enough for me.
And may Almighty God bless you with His love and grace, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Before we close today, don't forget to join us tomorrow as we pray a full rosary together in our ongoing rosary video series. The theme is A Walk in the Woods. What better place to pray to our Blessed Mother than in the redwood forests of the California coast? It's going to be great. Take good care of yourself and one another, and we'll see you tomorrow.